The Ministry of Natural Resources has issued a watershed conditions statement in the district. Residents in the North Bay District area should keep a close watch on conditions and exercise caution around lakes, rivers, and streams, says the release. The recent warm temperatures and rainfall have impacted shoreline and ice conditions and have increased water flows in some areas. Please alert and monitor any children and pets under your care to possible dangers and supervise their activities around water bodies. Throughout the district, temperatures have now dropped, with the forecast showing cooler days ahead with below or close to the freezing mark and nighttime temperatures staying well below freezing for the coming days. Water levels and flows have increased with the recent snowmelt and rain, stated Angela Mills, Conservation Authority flood duty officer. Ice is breaking up along these rivers with faster flows. Changing water levels and recent warmth and rain are deteriorating ice conditions on local lakes. Banks adjacent to rivers and creeks are very slippery at this time, and when combined with faster flows and cold open water, pose a serious hazard. Moving into next week, winter weather is expected to return, with precipitation forecast to fall as snow rather than rain. Flooding is not anticipated with the incoming cooler temperatures. Water levels across the district are within normal ranges for this time of year. However, flows in rivers, streams, and creeks have increased in some areas given the recent snowmelt, rainfall, and associated runoff. Shorelines remain unstable and ice conditions have deteriorated significantly in most areas of the district. Lakes and rivers in the northern reaches of the district are still frozen, while those in the southern reaches are starting to see open water in some areas. Ice cover in some areas has begun to weaken and break up, creating a risk of ice jamming. While significant snowpack remains across most areas of the district, snow depth has decreased over the last couple of weeks, leaving 30 to 70 centimeters of snow in northern reaches and 5 to 55 centimeters in southern reaches. Snowpack density is high because of the recent warm weather conditions. As a result, the snowpack has a limited capacity to absorb future rainfall and runoff. Residents throughout the district are encouraged to monitor local conditions and use caution when participating in activities on or in proximity to all water bodies.